What is going on? Here we go again. Yesterday, the district attorney says the North Carolina deputies who fatally shot Andrew Brown Jr. were justified and will not be criminally charged. The State Bureau of Investigation found that Brown recklessly drove at the officers on the scene while trying to flee arrest. District Attorney Andrew Womble said Mr. Brown's death, while tragic, was justified because Mr. Brown's actions caused three deputies to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others. His legal conclusion was labeled as an insult to the Brown family, and the family attorneys, Benjamin Crump and Bakari Sellers, issued a statement saying, in part, that the DA tried to whitewash the killing.
No.
They executed him.
No.
Yeah.
Of course it's not unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Here but we you go know, again.
It's, we take a step forward with the George Floyd case, and then we get a reminder. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know all of the particulars.
Right, and we haven't seen
But when Bakari Sellers and Crump look into something, there's something going on.
Right.
I just don't understand how they come to the conclusion. Normally, normally these things, these investigations take a lot longer. This one hasn't been long at all.
For them to release the tape. Remember? I mean, it took them forever.
The family
to
only
do that.
Saw 20 seconds of the tape at first.
Snippet. Right.
Yeah. Then they demanded to see the entire tape, and then they saw that. And then now the prosecution yesterday announced this, that there would be no charges against the deputies. I mean, this is horrible how
they were justified.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, when for a case to get brought up by the prosecution, they oftentimes work hand in hand with the detectives and the police.
Right.
Because it's, hey, look, you don't have enough for a case here. You need more. Or, hey, look, I got this. I need this. And a lot of times it's hand in hand. So when you have these buddy system packs in place, it's hard to get charges brought against an officer. But here's my ongoing problem.
Okay.
This never, ever happens to a white person.
Never ever, right. Steve.
It always and only happens to black people. White people flee officers all the time.
All the time, Steve.
They do.
Cuss them out,
I see
then
it all the time.
Refuse to
try
get
to
out
fight
of the
them.
Car.
Resisting arrest. Yeah. All of that. Oh, yeah.
Get your hands off me.
Oh, yep.
Perfect line.
Man.
You were so right, Steve. Yep.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll switch gears for a quick round of Ask the CLO right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.